We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Good evening, Brad Young sitting in for Ryan Recker on Overnight America on KMOX. Glad you're with me on this snowy Wednesday evening. And it's Wednesday, and a week from tomorrow, yes, it's Thanksgiving. And so if I mention Thanksgiving, what comes to mind? I mean, just stop right now, whatever it is you're doing, and think, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of Thanksgiving? Most people think of probably the food, the meal. You could think of parades. You might think of non-ending television, three NFL games. You might think of, personally, I use it as a day to try to smoke out the secret Canadians that live in our midst who aren't celebrating Thanksgiving. You can smoke them out on Thanksgiving because they're not celebrating it. So there's lots of things. My family, my kids always love the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day, or rather the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that's another thing. But for most of us, let's be honest, it's about the food. It really is. And there's always a great meal. And even this week, my wife and I started planning. We got folks coming over, a lot of relatives coming over to our house for Thanksgiving. And so I used the line on my wife. I said, well, you're not supposed to talk about religion and politics. So why don't we just start out the meal by asking if President Trump's a Christian and see what happens? And she did not think that was a good idea. So we will not be doing that at the Brad Young household this year. We will not be throwing that question out. But there's polling data. And, you know, we just finished the election. And I know you listen to Hancock and Kelly on a regular basis. And certainly Michael Kelly, he does a lot of polling. And they have something called the Tad Poll, where they analyze and break down all kinds of things that aren't consequential, like who's going to win the presidency or who's going to be the next senator from the great state of Missouri. So I need to check and see if Mike Kelly has done any polling data when it comes to Thanksgiving Day food and what's the favorite Thanksgiving Day food. And if you've got, we're going to talk about some of the food items and choices and the polling data nationwide that has come out recently about the food choices that we make for Thanksgiving. And if you've got some favorite food choices for Thanksgiving, I'd like to hear about it. We can chat about that this evening. 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. And of course, everyone, if you want to talk about the entree, the first thing you're going to say is turkey. And I looked at this poll. The poll was done by Survey Monday. And they polled 1,058 people across the country. Now, I know from political analysis, that's a little bit light. If you're going to do a nationwide poll, typically you want about 1,500 to 1,800 respondents in a poll nationwide. But, you know, hey, we're just talking about Turkey Day food, so it's not necessarily calling the next election. But out of the 1,058 respondents nationwide, and I've got some of the questions that that are asked, and one of the questions was, do you celebrate Thanksgiving? And certainly if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving and you're not necessarily a Canadian, I'd like to know why, and you can certainly call in this evening and share that with us as well. But in terms of food choices, it's going to be a surprise to literally no one that turkey obviously is the entree of choice on Thanksgiving. 82% of folks nationwide say that turkey is their entree of choice on Thanksgiving. But once you move beyond the turkey, when you're talking about the other food choices, this is where it sort of gets interesting. Because 18%, once you move beyond the turkey, it was a various combination. 18% of respondents said that they prefer chicken or pork or roast beef. So really, it was just those four entrees that made up the vast majority of all respondents, and 82% chose turkey. But let's talk about the side dishes. Because, you know, when I was growing up, one of the side dishes that we would always have was canned cranberry sauce. And I got to tell you, I always thought I didn't like cranberry sauce because the stuff would come out of a can and it would still look like the inside of the can because it was gelatinous. And I thought, this is not appetizing. Why are we serving this? And, you know, I even remember to this day asking my mom why we serve this garbage. I won't use the word that came to mind. Why are we serving this in Thanksgiving? And she said, because it's tradition. We always serve that. And that answer really never made sense to me, because if you've got a tradition that's awful, then why continue it? I don't know why. But they would serve the cranberry sauce. But it wasn't until I got married and my wife introduced me to real cranberry sauce, not the kind that comes out of a can, but the kind that you make with actual cranberries, and of course now I love it, that I didn't realize that it could be so good. But it is. But when you look across the country, and I've got a map here in front of me, and talking about the side dishes, this to me is what's interesting. Because, for example, in the West Coast, by far, the most popular side dish is a salad. Now, I don't know about you, but when I eat a salad, it's usually because I feel like I have to eat something green, not because I necessarily want to eat the salad. But on the West Coast, that's their side dish of choice. More than any other side dish was a salad. Now, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the other regional differences when it comes to side dishes on Thanksgiving, because I'd like to hear your perspective on side dishes, what works, what doesn't work, and, of course, can you talk about religion and politics at Thanksgiving? 314-436-7900, Brad Young, filling in for Ryan Recker on Overnight America on KMOX. KMOX.
News at the top and bottom of the hour. Mornings and afternoons. KMOX.
Welcome back to KMOX, Overnight America. And producer Mike, you know, you've played Rush before, and I can actually say it's Alex Lifeson on the guitar, Neil Peart on the drums, and Geddy Lee lead vocals. And you know the trivia about Geddy Lee, he is statistically the ugliest man in rock and roll. I don't know if you knew that or not. It's statistically proven that Geddy Lee from Rush is the ugliest man ever to come out with a record. So now don't quote on, you know, I don't know if you know this, but also 72.5% of all statistics are made up on the spot. So keep that in mind too as you move through the day. But I do have, I'm making up stats here, but I've got some real stats to go over. So I don't want to confuse the fake stats with the real stats, because we've got some real statistics here. And we're talking about Thanksgiving Day meals. And if you've got some favorites that you'd like to share with us this evening, the phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. And after we talk about Thanksgiving food and make you all hungry, and then you go and eat, and you're never supposed to eat this late at night. But if you do, don't sue me, because I would have to defend myself. So I am an attorney in my real job, and we're going to be going through, after we finish talking about some Thanksgiving Day things, I'm going to talk about the CNN lawsuit that was filed. You know, Jim Acosta, he's a CNN reporter, and in fact, we have CNN on here in Studio B. And Jim Acosta got his press credentials removed by the president because of an altercation earlier this week. And today, CNN filed suit against the White House, alleging lots of things in their cause of action, including a breach of First Amendment rights, a breach of administrative code, and so forth. And I'm going to go and break down some of that information for you, because I've got some predictions on how that lawsuit is going to pan out, and I'll share that with you shortly. And then in other legal news, after we talk about that, if you're with us till 1 a.m., the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether a 40-foot cross at a military cemetery, which is actually on state property in Maryland, whether simply the fact that there is a 40-foot cross at a cemetery, whether that violates the First Amendment's ban on a government establishment of religion. So I'm going to talk to you about that litigation and kind of bring you up to date on how does the Supreme Court analyze those types of issues, because I don't expect an opinion on that case until June, perhaps May. But oral arguments will be coming up shortly, probably in January, on that particular case that they just agreed to accept last week. So we'll be talking about that on Overnight America as the evening unfolds. But going back to Thanksgiving Day food, I find it interesting that different areas, different regions of our country certainly have different favorites for Thanksgiving. So even though turkey is far and away the number one entree for Thanksgiving, certainly 82% of respondents, according to polling data, say that they have turkey on Thanksgiving Day. But if you look at the regional aspects, show a great deal of culinary diversity when it comes to our food choices. So if you look at the Southeast, when I say the Southeast, I'm talking Florida, I'm looking at at Virginia and the Carolinas and Georgia. In that area of the country, it's definitely the home of canned cranberry sauce. And I've already mentioned I'm not a fan of canned cranberry sauce. And yet apparently that is a staple. At 50% of the homes in the Southeast want to have cranberry sauce. But what's also interesting is macaroni and cheese is the number one side dish for the Southeast of our country. Now, I'm from Southern Illinois, and it gets Southern, and Southern Illinois, as the name implies, but I never heard of mac and cheese as a side dish until my cousin, who's from Alabama, told me that that's one of the things that they do in Alabama is they always have mac and cheese. I didn't know that was a Thanksgiving Day staple. Joy's on the line, and she apparently is a big cornbread dressing fan. Joy, welcome to Camo X.
Thank you very much. And but it can't be this box stuff.
Okay. Well, first of all, are you hungry? I mean, we've been talking about food now for 20 minutes. Has it made you hungry?
Yeah, I want a whole big pan of cornbread dressing. Thank you very much.
Well, need it. Well, tell me about cornbread dressing, because I know about regular dressing. What's you've added a cornbread as a type of dressing. What is that?
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, you can't use sweet cornbread. You have to use the cornbread meal. I grew up in the South. Okay. And, it's got to be kind of a little bit gritty. You put some onions in it and some celery in it and a little bit of poultry seasoning. And you almost bake it like a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dry, so you have to put gravy on it. Oh, heavens.
Well, of course.
You know?
And I'm guessing is it going to be milk gravy?
Oh, heavens. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. It's got to be turkey gravy.
Turkey gravy. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I wouldn't eat milk gravy if somebody forced it down my throat.
Really? Because I got to tell you, biscuits and gravy on cold, snowy mornings is pretty darn good.
Well, no offense, but not me.
Not you. Okay.
No,
so cornbread dressing, is this something that you ate when you were a child or something that you kind of developed as an adult?
No, actually, we had it in elementary school.
And, really?
I was an Air Force brat, and we had a Keesler Air Force Base.
And where's that Air Force Base located?
Biloxi, Mississippi.
Okay.
And there's nothing like it.
So now when you have, are you planning on having folks at your house next week?
No, I'm going someplace else.
Well, but the question is,
I'm not too old to do this stuff anymore.
Yeah. Are you going to take cornbread dressing when you go somewhere next week?
No.
Oh, well,
it takes a long time to do it. You got to make the cornbread. You got to be able to get the cornbread, which is something that is kind of hard. So my sister will make it out of a box. Stouffer's is not bad, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it just doesn't have that gritty, dry flavor to it.
So you moved around a lot as a child because of military, right?
Right.
So whenever you would move, what differences in food popularities did you notice?
Okay. When we first moved we moved to Gulfport, which is right by Biloxi. And my first day at elementary school when I was in the fourth grade, they had red beans and rice. I refuse to eat it.
Because that wasn't something you were used to eating, was it?
Right, right. And now it's one of my favorites.
Of course.
So, you know, it just depends on what you get used to.
Well, one of the things that I, the folks that are friends of mine who were military brats, one of the things that I've always heard in common from these folks was that whenever they would move around, they would be encountering different types of food. But the other thing that military brat kids would always tell me is that the clothing styles would be radically different. So you might have clothes as a high schooler that fit in when you were in Massachusetts, but then when you get transferred to Arizona, all of a sudden your clothes are either 5 years ahead of the pack or 5 years behind the scene. Did you experience anything like that?
No, because I went to Catholic school. We had uniforms.
Oh, it didn't matter.
We didn't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
That's right. It didn't matter. So, nope. Well, I will make a note of cornbread dressing is one of your favorites. So, Joy, I appreciate you calling in and sharing that this evening.
Well, thank you, and you have a happy Thanksgiving, and be careful tonight.
You too. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Giovanni's got some choices of foods. I'm going to let you go through those. What's on your popularity list for Thanksgiving?
Well, first of all, it's good always hearing you. Second of all, I just like to say, you know, chitlins, hog balls, collard greens and ham hocks, macaroni and cheese. Yes.
Yes. So I'm guessing, now don't tell me anything else here, but I'm guessing you're from the South or grew up in the Southeast United States. Am I right?
Correct.
I nailed it. Whenever you said the mac and cheese, I nailed it. That's where you had to be from because that's the most popular side dish for Thanksgiving Southeast is mac and cheese. Statistically, I've got the stats to prove it, Giovanni. So I've got you as anecdotal evidence, and I've got hard science to back that up. So
right.
Chitlins, collard greens, and hammocks, and mac and cheese.
Chitlins and hog maws.
Okay.
Collard greens and ham hocks. Macaroni and cheese and ham, of course.
And ham. So that was going to be my next question, though. So the main entree when you're growing up in the Southeast, from your perspective, it's going to be ham, not turkey. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So is that something you grew up with? And is that something that you continue a tradition with that now?
Well, I grew up with that. Now I do like leg of lamb or nice pot roast. Just change it up a little bit.
Well, I think... I might be coming to your house next week because that sounds pretty good. Thanks for calling in this evening.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see here. Producer Mike, I think we need to take a break here. We're having all this fun here with food, and we'll get to Mike in just a moment to talk about Thanksgiving food. If you'd like to share your favorite dishes, and I will try to guess which part of the country you grew up in based on the stats I've got here, you can play Stump the Host, Brad Young. The number here is always 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on Gangnam OX.
Welcome to Overnight America. Brad Young sitting in for Ryan Recker, and I'm hopeful that right now you are covered up with a blanket, staying nice and warm under the covers. Because it's snowy outside, and if I were home right now, I'd probably have a fire in the fireplace because it's frankly that kind of a night. So I'm glad you're with me this evening here on KMOX. We're talking about Thanksgiving Day foods. We're talking about regional differences and what folks like to eat for Thanksgiving. And I know Mike's got a long list of food you like to eat for Thanksgiving, don't you, Mike?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you one that you don't get, Harley, that I love it, a bean pie.
Bean pie. Well, I got to tell you, I've got in the survey information that I've got here, I'm looking through the long list of side dishes, my friend, and bean pie is not found anywhere on the list.
That's because they haven't had it. It's so good. It sounds funny, but it's so good. But anyway, and I can tell you the pies that I do like that I know you know about. Lemon meringue. I love lemon meringue pie. Coconut cream.
Oh, yeah.
Apple pie. Cherry pie. They're all good. And the only pie I wouldn't like, or people may make it by itself, I can't stand sweet potatoes. Ick. a lot of people like it. But
now, those are fighting words. You know, if you talk to my wife, those are fighting words with her because she loves sweet potatoes. And a lot of folks do. You know, it's either you love it or you hate it. There's not a lot of middle ground. And so you and I, my friend, are on the dislike of that. But a lot of folks love sweet potato pie.
Yeah, and something you mentioned I love too, just like you. I would eat it on Thanksgiving anytime. I love biscuits and gravy. Yeah, just throw some gravy. Awesome. I agree with you 100%. And another thing, that like the snacks I like, that I've made it myself. Now, you and your wife might argue this. I love cucumber dip with chips.
Oh, that's great when the game comes on. You know, if you haven't already eaten yourself into a food coma by the time the football game comes on, then yeah, break out the cucumber dip with the chips.
Yeah, homemade, and I make it homemade. And if you get to the snacks and the soda, I like soda. It's not supposed to have it, but I like Pepsi, and they say people diabetes shouldn't drink, but it's hard to break that habit. But I can't stand Coke. But I like these little snacks like they have, like pretzels and all the junk that's not good for you. But I guess there's so much you could like that might be unusual, but I'd be willing to try it, beef stew or anything.
Well, Mike, what I'm hearing, I got to tell you this, what I'm hearing talking to you this evening, we've gone through this exhaustive list, and the fact that you said that you're a diabetic, I'm guessing that your favorite side dish for Thanksgiving is insulin. Am I right?
No, I don't take insulin. I don't claim diabetes. That's what a doctor said when I had my last
test. All right.
And I disagreed with him because when they give you a lab test, they say you're supposed to fast. So he gives me a test. But after I just got done drinking a Pepsi, of course my sugar is going to be high. And when I have my blood pressure low, when you go to the doctor, you get what they call a white coat syndrome. Your blood pressure automatically goes up. So as a Christian, and I heard you was a Christian, I don't claim it at all. And I know they say there's no cure, not to preach them, but I say baloney. God can cure anything. It has happened to people, and you can reverse these things by eating healthy. I try to eat healthy, but that doesn't work 100%. But I exercise a lot, and I work a lot, which is good. Yeah, but there's a lot of good things you can eat on Thanksgiving. Boy, I bet you can name somewhere it's list. I don't know what you would consider me from, but I like to hear where you think I come from.
Well, the fact that you like biscuits and gravy, the fact that you like this bean pie I've never heard of, I'm guessing, now, hear me out, I'm guessing you grew up somewhere in the Oklahoma to Arkansas area.
Well, I'll tell you where I was born at. Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Well, I said Arkansas. Hey, man, I was close.
Yeah, it's close. Yeah,
I was close. I was close. Come on. Arkansas is really only about, I don't know, about 100 miles and 5 IQ points away from Arkansas. Cape Girardeau
is.
You're close because
I'm more of a country person. Yeah, but that's pretty interesting what you talk about. And last thing, Philip, it's not do with food, but I like going when I play guitar music on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I play guitar on Facebook too. And I'm getting a lot of likes too. My name's Michael Hannon.
Wow.
I'm not very good. I never
Zuckerberg's gonna be calling you any day, Mike. Appreciate you calling in this evening.
Bye.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in. So I really didn't intend to have this as Brad, guess where I was born night, but you can kind of guess by the food choices that you grew up with, where someone has grown up. And here's what's interesting. As I'm looking at this polling data, and again, who would find this kind of polling data interesting other than me? Hopefully you. But in the mid-Atlantic states, and I'm talking about mid-Atlantic, meaning like in the Massachusetts, looking at Vermont, maybe New York, in that area, Rhode Island, the number one side dish was identified as cauliflower. Now, I got to tell you, that's a shock. Now, if you put enough gravy on cauliflower, I might eat it. But if just eating cauliflower, I would not list that on any list that I would come up with as being a favorite side dish. In the Southeast, the most popular side dish is called carbs. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as they're carbs, that's going to be popular. Mac and cheese, potatoes, sweet potatoes. I'm looking through the list of stuff from the Southeast, and it's carbs covered with more carbs. That's really what it is. But it's the kind of stuff that you would expect. Again, the mac and cheese and the mashed potatoes, and yes, even sweet potatoes. And in New England, squash We're talking about up in Maine, squash was the number one side dish with 56% saying that they demand that on their table for Thanksgiving, and with only 18%, though, of the entire country saying squash. I don't know about you, Producer Mike. I've never had squash on Thanksgiving, but it seems that it would make sense since that seems pretty pilgrimy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've never had it either.
I've never had it. I mean, I've had squash, but I've just never had squash on Thanksgiving. So I might have to put in a request to Mrs. Young for that this year. So what about dessert? Now, if I were to ask what type of dessert is the most popular dessert for Thanksgiving, it's got to be pumpkin pie, right? Everybody says pumpkin pie. Now, my mother-in-law, God bless her, she makes the best pumpkin pie I've ever had, far better than my mom ever made. And so my mother-in-law makes it, and I maybe she might try to sue me for saying this, but I asked her once, what's the secret to your pumpkin pie? And she laughed and she said, it's very simple. You look at the standard recipe on the side of a pumpkin can, but you only use half the amount of pumpkin that they say to use on the can. And that makes sense because, you know, if you go get your oil changed, and you're just like, what does getting your oil changed have to do with pumpkin pie? Well, it has this to do with it. If you listen to the people who sell oil, they tell you to get your oil changed every 3,000 miles. If you look at the handbook in your car, it says, like my car, it says, change your oil every 5,000 to 7,000 miles. But the Jiffy Lube people and the people who are selling oil changes will tell you to do every 3,000. Why is that? Because they want to sell more oil, okay? That's why they're telling you that. So it makes sense that the people who are selling the pumpkin tell you to use an entire can of pumpkin, but if you use half as much, at least I'm told by my mother-in-law, which is the greatest expert that I know of for Thanksgiving Day pumpkin pie, use half the amount that the recipe calls for. And if you do that and it works, then you can certainly thank me. My law firm, Harris Dow Fisher & Young, you can look us up online and send me an email and thank me for giving you the secret to the best pumpkin pie ever. But once you move beyond the pumpkin pie, what's the next dessert of choice? Well, it's obviously apple pie for folks in the New England and Mid-Atlantic states. It's pecan pie for folks in the South. It's sweet potato pie for people in the South. And the Midwest, the top of the list is cherry pie for folks here in the great part of the country known as the Midwest. Missouri and Illinois, cherry pie leads the list. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what happens after dessert. And again, if you've got some ideas and some favorite stories or recipes or just what you think is fantastic to eat on Thanksgiving, we'd like to hear it here for the next 15 minutes on KMOX, the number 314-436-7900. Brad Young sitting in for Ryan Recker. Don't go away.
Local news from St. Louis's News, Traffic and Weather Station, KMOX.
Welcome back to Camo X. Brad Young sitting in for Ryan Recker on Overnight America. And for the next 12 minutes or so, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving Day food and Thanksgiving Day food traditions. So if you've got some traditions you would like to share with us on that topic, feel free to give us a call at 314-436-7900. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about two different topics. First, we're going to go through this CNN lawsuit, where CNN is suing the White House, President Trump, and also the Secret Service for because of Jim Acosta. And his White House press credentials have been taken away because of what happened in the kerfuffle that popped up earlier this week. And so we're going to go through that because I find it fascinating that that CNN is filing suit arguing that under the First Amendment, certainly there's a freedom of the press, but CNN is arguing that freedom of the press is being abridged because CNN isn't allowed in the White House. Now, that's not true at all. There's lots of other CNN correspondents that can be going there. It's just Jim Acosta that's not coming into the White House. So I'll go through all that with you, and we'll break all that down in the next hour. And then we're also going to talk about the U.S. Supreme Court. And again, I'm an attorney. My law firm, Harris Dow Fisher & Young, and we're going to be going through this case that the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to decide on the 40-foot cross That's at a military cemetery on state property in suburban Maryland. And so we're going to be looking at that in the 12 o'clock hour, and certainly would love to have you stay with us as we go through that. But again, we're still talking about Thanksgiving Day food traditions, and Wilbur's got some thoughts this evening. Wilbur, welcome to KMOX.
Hi. Well, we have the normal Thanksgiving. We love the whipped potatoes and all that, but for dessert, we call it Cherry Delight, where we have graham crackers crushed in the bottom, cherries in the middle with a Cool Whip or something on top.
Sure.
A little on top, and it kind of comes out to like a pie or a casserole.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't last all dinner. I mean, people get into that and it's gone.
That's a popular item, huh?
Yeah. If you got cherries and it's just sweet, it's just perfect, and my wife and daughter makes it so good, you can't hardly stay away from it.
So is this something that you grew up eating, or is this something that you started having after you got married?
No, this is something my grandmother and her grandmother and all them, it's from way back. They just passed it on down. I've got almost a roller deck of some of the stuff my grandmother used to make.
And if we're going to play Stump the Host, I'm guessing that that this tradition of yours grew up somewhere around Springfield, Missouri.
No,
I'm wrong. Okay, where Wilbur did you grow up eating Cherry Delight with graham crackers?
Up here at around Worcester, Ohio, up by Canton.
Okay, that's in Ohio. Okay. Good, and so you guys are still going to plan on having that next week?
Yeah, I'm the one that runs off with the turkey legs.
Well, you know, there was, yeah, in the movie The Christmas Story, it was the dogs that ran off with the turkey legs, but apparently at your house, it's Wilbur that does that.
Yeah, I like turkey legs. I don't know why, but I do.
Well, that's great. Well, Wilbur, thanks for calling in this evening and sharing that with us. Appreciate it.
You have a nice holiday.
You too, sir. Thank you. What do we do after dessert? I mean, after dessert, you're thinking I'm going to talk about coffee, but according to the polling data that I found, a solid 23% of respondents nationwide say that the thing that they do immediately after eating on Thanksgiving is to go shopping on Black Friday sales on Thanksgiving Day. So, that I will tell you, that is not even in my top 50 things to do. A nap is somewhere in there, along with football, obviously. But running out to the store to buy stuff is just not—it's just not on my list. Now, I do know, having two different daughters who worked in retail at different times, they would have to go to work on Thanksgiving evening to get ready for Black Friday. So, if you're in that boat, let me apologize in advance. Because working is not the way that I want to spend Thanksgiving. I want to eat a big meal, take a nap, and watch football, and maybe argue with my relatives, because I just like to argue. So that is also a fun activity for Thanksgiving. That's why I suggested, you know, a topic is bringing up whether Trump is a Christian or not. And I guarantee you, it will be a Thanksgiving Day that you will not soon forget. Is it Jerome? Is that Jerome's holding? And I understand, Jerome, you're a turkey guy.
Oh, yes. I love turkey, especially the skin. If I don't get the skin, I feel cheated. Like if you can't see and all you got was the chicken and not the skin with the chicken.
Well, I want to tell you something that you won't like this turkey skin. My wife's career was in advertising. And she would do the advertising for a certain grocery store chain that isn't here any longer. And so, but I'm not going to mention it. But when they would do the commercials for Thanksgiving, she would have to go out and buy a turkey, and then they would get ready to shoot it for the commercial. And you'd have to cook it a little bit. But my wife, when she would make this for the photo shoot and for the camera, you would only cook the turkey for about 30 minutes, and then you would baste the skin of the turkey with brown shoe polish to make it look brown. And then you couldn't cook it for more than 30 minutes, because if you cooked it too long, it starts to fall apart because it busts and it doesn't look as good. So they would use shoe polish And then they would use, there's a couple other things that they would use to colorize it to give it a nice golden brown hue. So, Jerome, I'm guessing that when you like this, the turkey skin, hopefully yours does not have brown shoe polish.
Well, when my mom cooks, everything tastes like shoe polish. But, you know, you do what you can, you survive.
Yeah.
I have figured a way out to enjoy Thanksgiving and Black Friday. My mom's going to love to hear that. And, see, what I did was I took off a half day at work. So I work 3 to 11. So Wednesday, I'll take off. I'll go home and I'll rest. I'll have my nap. I eat at noonish, one noonish, and then I can go shopping in the evening time. And I have my nap, too.
Well, Jerome, I appreciate you sharing that, but let me add to this. Apparently, my wife is still listening because she just texted me and she said, no, the recipe to fix a turkey for a television commercial is Ivory liquid soap, kitchen bitters, and liquid smoke. So I stand corrected. It's not brown shoe polish. It's Ivory liquid soap, kitchen bitters, and liquid smoke. And then I think you cook the turkey for 30 minutes. Perhaps that's the recipe your mom used, but Jerome, hopefully that's not the recipe that you will be using next week.
Well, we'll see. You know, one can always hope. It's mom believes in a square meal. Everything has a sharp edge. And, you know, that's how that goes. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. And I'll talk to you guys later. And I hope you have a Merry Thanksgiving and a Merry Festivus to boot.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And if you do get poisoned by your mother, call me. I can refer you to a good plaintiff's attorney, and we can take some action on that. Thanks for calling in. Yes, after dessert, the biggest thing that folks do is after Turkey Day is to go shopping, apparently, for Black Friday sales. Is that something that you like to do? I don't want to go shopping on Black Friday or on Thanksgiving. I don't want to do that. There was one year that my family, we went down and we visited my relatives in Southern Illinois, and we rented a cabin on the edge of a state forest, and we cooked a nice Thanksgiving meal. And then the next day, we went to a local Walmart at the morning, and it was just packed with people. And so I don't know. That's not my idea of a good time, and I doubt that it's your idea of a good time either, because you end up fighting old ladies to save a quarter, and I just don't see how that's a great way to spend your Thanksgiving. So I was trying to play Stump the Host this evening on locations because the polling data that I have gave all of this breakdown, and the last thing that I'll mention here in the minute that we have remaining this hour is that for the north central part of the United States, I'm talking Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, in those parts of the country, the number one side dish was green bean casserole. Now, last week, who doesn't like green bean casserole? It's fantastic. And I was in last week on overtime in the morning, and the lady that invented green bean casserole in the 50s passed away. And she passed away last week, and I believe she was in her 90s. And of course, I raised the question with Debbie Monterey that if you go to the funeral service or the wake for the lady that invented green bean casserole, what dish do you bring? I mean, you can't bring green bean casserole to the lady's funeral that she invented it. So hopefully you would bring ham, which friends of mine always refer to as the meat of grief, because that's apparently what you bring to folks when there's a funeral. But yes, Upper Midwest, green bean casserole is a side dish of choice. So now that I've made you all nice and hungry, in the next hour, we're going to get to some legal issues and talk about the CNN suit against the White House. I'm Brad Young, sitting in for Ryan Recker on Overnight America. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.